For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Good morning. Happy Monday morning. Happy New Year 2013. How did you ring in the new year? I hope it's been a good one for you. And man, I was laughing. Our street literally looked like a war zone, but a blast of a war zone with fireworks. I couldn't believe it. You know, Zephyr's Stadium always does those fireworks after the games, and they're like kind of a big production. And my husband and a bunch of young adults and everyone was on our street, and it looked like, you know, a major production. I don't know where these people get all their fireworks, but there we are at midnight. And we were running up and down the street. It was really something to behold. And just thanking God and ringing in 2013, saying thank you for 2012 and all that God did and taught us all and how he carried us safely into 2013. Amen? And some new words and some new goals. And boy, God's mercy does that, doesn't it? That calendar thing. I mean, with God, one day is a thousand. But for us, he has us delineate, to put a line in the sand, to do a marking. And it helps our journey to say, you know what? That was then, and this is now. What a beautiful thing. And to be able to say, the slate is clean, come kingdom come. It's written in heaven already, but then we get to have a fresh start and say, thy will be done this morning, right now. Your January, what would today be at the time of this airing, 7th, Monday morning, is fresh, brand new. It's already written in heaven, scriptures tell us. However, our job is to pray it into the earth. Jesus taught us, pray this way, come kingdom come, thy will be done on the earth as, big word there, only two letters, but it's a big word, as it's being played out in heaven, and it's a good plan, and it's good. So anyway, I hope you're all having a great beginning to your new year. Goodness, goodness, we got a conference coming up January the 18th. You know what I'm calling that thing? I've gone through 40 zillion titles on it. But there's a song that I love, and it's by a group called Jesus Culture, and they sing this song, and it's called Blow, Mighty Breath of God, Blow. Breathe upon this place. So we've got a band, and they're going to be, you know, of course, singing that night, leading us all into the presence of God. But I'm calling the conference that. It sounds long, but I'm calling it Blow, Mighty Breath of God, Blow. You see, my brothers and my sisters, when God breathes on you, brings his winds of refreshing, brings his winds of repentance, winds of restoration, wow, then we're alive. Then we're really doing what we need to be doing. So maybe you've been rocking and a reeling, you know, in a hard way like our nation has. Well, we're going to believe God to blow his mighty breath on us anew. We're going to bring biblical light to tough times and to realize there is a future to be had. There is a hope. There is hope in Christ. There's a victory to be gotten that Christ already won for us. And there's a legacy that we've got to leave. Now, I'm not in any way, shape, or form saying it's our time to get out of here. My goodness, we're just coming on the scene. It's our turn. But many of us have children, and we've got to, or the next generation, we've got to leave the victorious banner of Christ, right? And show that there is a hope, there is a future. So I'm going to be doing that at this conference. I want you to join me. All this week, I'm going to be doing a message called It's Time for a Fresh Start. I'll actually get underway with that tomorrow at a Luke 5. 37 and 38. God bless you. Thank you for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Amen.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.